Wales, but how do you assess that?
Oh, beaten by a hungrier and more polished side. We started the game poorly. Perhaps a little bit lucky to be so close to the St Kilda side at quarter time. Rallied a little bit in the second quarter, but just overwhelmed by a side that were just more desperate for the footy on the inside and ran harder on the outside, and they controlled the game for 90% of it. So we're probably, it sounds terrible when you lose by 75 points, but the margin could have been worse than that. We were really disappointed with the way that we played, and really impressed with the way St Kilda went about it.
Was it a desperation thing or a skill error thing? How do you quantify that, Alistair? Do you think it was a desperation?
It's hard to say. They just hunted, and it looked like they had an extra different stages, three men on the field. Whether that was on the inside, and then you think yourself, well, if they weren't on the inside, we must have our blokes on the outside. And you look up and there'd be plus two St Kilda blokes on the outside. And as the game wore on, that was forward of the ball running into open goals. You know, they're uncanny with the way that they can get their blokes free like that. They're the best side in the competition at scoring goals from the goal square. We're just in no man's land, and you don't give yourself too much of a chance if you can't hunt the ball. If we can control the ball, then that's going to hurt St Kilda. And that was our plan going in, but we couldn't do it because they were just hungrier at getting into the ball than what we were.
Come as a surprise after last week when you were so good?
It didn't come as a surprise that St Kilda were going to respond to their loss last week. I don't know whether we just thought we were just going to roll up and just present like we did last week. It's a new challenge every week, and bottom line is, whether surprised or not, get yourself ready for a contest every time that you play. And we just didn't look like we were ready for the contest anywhere near as much as St Kilda did. And sometimes that's just between the ears. They seem to have a little bit more to play for. You wouldn't think that would be the case when we'd only won one game for the year. But they were just, as I've mentioned four times in this press already, they were just so much hungrier than what we were.
Now,
the frustration is that you need to compete in this game, and we've had several games this year where we've competed okay for small periods of the game and then just let the game fall away. You know, I don't think there's any secret amongst the opposition club's coaches looking at it. We're the worst third quarter team in the competition by an absolute mile, and that for me reflects a side that will put up a fight when the game's there early on. But if the opposition continue to fight, then we just fall away, and fall away in a big way. And that's been really, really disappointing. So we need to correct that, because if we continue to have performances like that, then there'll need to be catastrophic change, and that's not usually the way that we go about doing things.
You talk about kind of catastrophic change. In 2009, you did, in the course of a season, change a lot of the way you play, which led on to some good things after that. Is that something you're considering at the moment?
Yeah, well, if we continue to get the sort of performance that we got today, then we're going to have to consider something. We've got to try and find ways, even in season, when things aren't going your way, to change things up, whether that's injection of younger players, whether it's change of game style, whatever it is. We need to try to find different ways to go about it, because we just can't continue to accept mediocre performances like we got today. Good effort last week, but if you can't back up a good performance like that, and it wasn't, I mean, obviously you're looking for consecutive wins, but it wasn't so much about the win that we were searching for. It's just a continuation of the intent that we displayed last week, and that was the most disappointing part, is that we just couldn't back up in that regard. And the Saints showed us a real clean pair of heels in that space. You know, they hunted the footy on the inside, and they're their spread on the outside was just simply outstanding.
Hunger, that St Kilda showed today. Is there any sense that your guys that have been up for so long and been good for so long don't have that? Well, say not anymore, don't have it, but is it slipping?
Well, we had it last week, so goodness knows. But we've, we've just been really, really struggling to put forward that that consistency of effort from one quarter to next. And last week we played four really, really strong quarters and disciplined quarters. And this week, when we were seriously challenged, we responded for a little bit in the second quarter and then just fell away so poorly in the third. And listen, it was circle work in the last part of the game. And we needed to work out ways to try to correct that because we're going nowhere quickly right at the present time.
It's frustrating that it's not just the kids doing it, that it's some of the senior guys that are making those errors.
Yeah, it's frustrating
as well
for all of us. And that's all about cohesion and... and we've prided ourselves on that for a long period of time. We haven't got it at the moment. Had it last week, didn't have it this week. So, some of it's to do with the opposition and full credit to St Kilda. But, effort and application comes down to your own 22 and we just didn't demonstrate that anywhere near well enough. He was quiet, but so was... Hell of a lot. Our midfield was beaten comprehensively today, and he was part of that. Yeah, I think he's pulled up okay.
Do you know where this group's at the moment, Alistair? Is that something that you're still sort of working through going forward?
It's a difficult question, Michael. You assess your group from week to week, and you assess your group from year to year, and right at the present time. Win losses suggest we're not doing too well, but we'll try and find a way and try and find some positives out of this year. Where does that place at the end of the year? Every coach in the competition has just got his eye on how you're going to win your next premiership. That doesn't necessarily mean it's got to be this year, but that's what we're working towards. And sometimes all the stars align and you can get that done right there and then. Sometimes it just takes a little bit more time than that. And even in 13, 14 and 15 when we won it, we still had the same approach as that. Just an eye clearly on how we can secure our next piece of silverware. And that's no different now. It seems like it'll be more of a challenge right now. But it's really, really clear our pathway. What do we do in terms of both our game style and the type of players that we need to deliver us our next premiership? And it's just looking a fair bit distant at the minute, but things can turn pretty quickly.
Do you expect to have
silver black magic? Yeah, we'd hope so. Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.